So we now what I'd like to do is I've got another one of my patients who I'd like to see if we can get to come on, and this is Lisa Hodges from Tallahassee, Florida. Lisa, if you can hit *6, that'll bring you on the line.
Hi, Dr. Murphy.
Well, hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be able to do it.
Oh, I appreciate you say that. You're so kind. Well, so you heard Kavi's story, and her story is really very similar to yours. I mean, there's a lot of common denominators there, but can you share with us a little bit about your past history and kind of what you've been through and then your experience of working with me these last several months?
Well, I believe that I have probably had fibro all my life because the symptoms, some of the major symptoms, I can remember from my childhood even having them. But I wasn't diagnosed until 1993. So I've had pretty much a lifelong struggle with problems getting to sleep and staying asleep, waking up several times during the night. They did a sleep study on me years ago where they hooked all the electrodes up to my head and everything, and that study showed that I was waking up 5 to 16 times a night.
Mm.
And that's with medication.
Wow.
So I had severe sleep problems, which, of course, you know, that causes exhaustion that you never recover
mm-hmm.
from. And
right.
I believe that that's the source of the pain of fibromyalgia, because your muscles don't get a chance to repair themselves during the night, which is what's supposed to happen during normal sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had problems concentrating and what is called fibro fog and poor memory and losing familiar words mid-sentence, just all of the common symptoms of fibromyalgia. Back in 2007, my life really went through an upheaval, and I had several emotional things that I went through, very, very stressful, and that's when my fibromyalgia really got much, much worse. And I was on several medications. When I was first diagnosed, they immediately put me on antidepressants and muscle relaxers and several different prescriptions, which would help for a little while, and then I would go right back to the way things were before. I was addicted to Ambien for over 6 years, and during all this time period, you know, I kept searching the internet and reading every book I could and trying to find some answer. And I came across your videos on the internet where you were teaching healthcare professionals about fibromyalgia, and watched all of the videos, and I thought, this really makes sense what he's saying. And so then I decided to get your sleep program, the electronic fibro sleep program, and I started reading your book, and I then bought a hard copy of the book, but I was really having a lot of difficulty sorting out my problems and what to do on my own and retaining what I'd read in the book. And
sure,
so that's when I decided, well, I need some help with this. And
mm-hmm.
That's when I contacted the office and signed up for the phone consult.
What was the experience like for you, the phone consult, the process? What was that experience like?
Oh, it was, the office staff were just so helpful and very responsive when I had questions. It was a little unusual because I'm up in years. I'm not a young chick, so It's a little different, you know, doing things by telephone, but
sure.
But it's been a good experience, and I'm so glad that I made that decision and started. I think it was around the beginning of March.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you did too, because really you were in bad shape. So I can say that. I know you'll agree with me.
I was in real bad shape. Type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, you had the type 2 diabetes, the high blood pressure, you're on the Lyrica and Prestique, and your immune system was really bad, all the sinus infections, and energy 1 out of 5, just no energy, and pain. Your pain was, I mean, you had pain everywhere.
Yeah,
and you
tell
me that you woke up
pain.
Every day. Yeah, yeah. And you woke up every day, and you were just basically just kind of slugging through, just trying to get through, but you had no energy. And you told me you felt miserable. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I really did. And I was making myself go on. I work full time and have continued to work full time because you got to pay the bills.
Sure.
But it was all of my energy was devoted to just getting to work, and I was still calling in sick a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on 8 prescriptions when I started with you, and I had tried to start eating healthier back in November of 2013. My husband and I started a very healthy program, and we were eating pretty good, but I wasn't real successful with losing the weight.
Well. So tell me about the diet, because the diet was for you, and I guess, you know, I need to point this out, because not everybody who has fibro that I work with needs to lose weight. It's not about the weight loss. It's about the lifestyle. But in your case, one of the big advantages of losing the weight is it allowed you to come off the metformin and the lisinopril. So your blood sugar was normal and is normal, and your blood pressure was normal. So that was one of the big things we wanted to do for you. But tell me, now you lost a good bit of weight too, didn't you?
I did. I've lost a total of 57.2 pounds since my highest weight. And
wow.
I lost 35 pounds on the anti-inflammatory diet, which I started May 30th. And
yeah,
I've lost
yeah.
a total of 34 inches overall, my whole body.
Oh, wow. 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 Well, again, it's, you know, the weight loss is wonderful because you store inflammatory chemicals in any extra fat cells that you have. And so typically, and I think you'll agree with me, what you find is that when you're doing the diet, you have less pain and you have more energy. And then you also have this process of discovery that you find that you've actually been eating foods that when you try to eat them again, you realize those very foods actually cause you to have pain or fibro fog or feel depressed.
Yes.
And this, yeah, so you would agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, through the testing that you did, we found out that I was not exactly allergic, but sensitive to foods that I had been eating my entire life. And had no idea. I mean, very common things like eggs and cheese and yogurt and wheat and gluten. I had no idea that I was poisoning my body by continuing to eat those so-called healthy foods, but my body just reacts to them. And it reacts with inflammation, which leads to more pain.
Exactly. And then I think one of the big catches, and I see this so often, I talk about this on a lot of these calls, is that you had all the symptoms of low thyroid, the fatigue, the headaches, cold hands, cold feet, migraines, the weight gain, all those symptoms. And yet they kept telling you there was nothing wrong with your thyroid. But when I did the advanced thyroid testing that I typically do, found out that you had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, that your body was actually attacking your thyroid. And no wonder your metabolism was compromised and you couldn't lose weight even if you wanted to.
Yeah, and I had no idea because, you know, every medical doctor was saying, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. Everything's fine, even though, like you said, I had all the symptoms, including the thinning hair, my entire life.
Right. Well, so tell me what now about your pain now. Is the pain, do you have any pain at this point? Is pain an issue?
The pain is so much better. On the days that I do have some pain, I can immediately tell, well, it's because I had a stressful day yesterday. I didn't sleep as well last night. But even my not so good nights of sleeping, I'm still, you know, I went from most of the time it was common for me to wake up 5 times a night and have to get up and go to the bathroom. And waking up in between those times and not getting up. Now I'm waking up twice a night and having to get up and go to the bathroom and sleeping solidly in between.
Yeah, great.
That's much more common for me. And so, as you know, whenever I have the occasional night where I wake up more than twice a night, then I can. Mm-hmm. That's when I have some pain the next day. But I immediately know, you know, where it's coming from now.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was so happy to see is that you're able to come off Lyrica, and you didn't even miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lyrica for most people is a disaster.
Yeah, I never missed the Lyrica or the Pristiq. Neither one was really doing me any good at all.
Right, exactly. And your energy, tell me about your energy, because your energy is really just phenomenal at this point.
Yeah, I've got a lot more energy now. My daughter gave birth September 18th, and so we have a newborn baby in the family, and I have enough energy to be able to help her with him and feed him his bottle and change his diapers and play with him, and it's wonderful.
That is wonderful. How fun. Well, is there anything you'd like to share with those that may be listening tonight, anything that you'd like to share with them?
The main thing the main point that I want to make is that if you're listening to the teleconferences or you're listening to the recorded sessions and you're thinking about this, believe me, it is well worth the time, the effort, and the cost involved. My life has improved dramatically in the time that I've been working with Dr. Murphree. And he and his staff are the most supportive, encouraging people I have ever worked with on my fibromyalgia. And I've gotten the most benefit from working with them than I have anybody else.
Well, I so appreciate that. I think you're such a wonderful person. And
oh, thank you.
I'm excited about you being a grandmother and being able to enjoy the grandbaby, and this brings a smile to my face just thinking about it.
Me too.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lisa. I know we'll be talking soon, so I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Well, so...